Okay, it's 11:24 p.m. Monday, the 24th of March. 22nd. What's the date today? 23rd. I was wrong on both guesses. Where to start? I'm in remotest Castlemaine, at the home of my former colleague and DP2 invitee Twillin Monodal. I think I pronounced that right. Monodal, is that how you say his surname?
I think so. Yeah.
You think it's yeah. You think so? Given it's a totally made-up name, it probably doesn't really matter. Just between you and me, blog readers, I'm walking around, I'm in his study, looking at his dual monitor setup. I've come out here on a fairly foolhardy mission, because I'll give you some background. Now in week 5 of my course, I can't believe it's been week 5, time's totally telescoped. And I'm digging it, like, in terms of the course, but it's been a hell ride in terms of adapting, because my sleep patterns went completely mental, haywire, for no known reason, just before I started school. And I'd previously been unemployed and basically on a night schedule. And they just haven't settled down as a result of me then being, you know, ripped into this rigorous day schedule of, like, basically 9 to 5, 4 days a week. And I think if I had had the opportunity to go nocturnal, my sleep patterns would have settled down and returned to normal, but I haven't. I've been having to get up 7 o'clock, get the fucking train, tram, whatever the fuck, go all day, and then come home and supposedly go to bed, sleep, get up, do it again. And that, you know, I thought I would adapt, that it would get easier. It hasn't. It's gotten more difficult. And I think last week we saw the sort of massive apocalyptic showdown between my body, which wanted to be nocturnal, and me, who wanted to be diurnal. And it was hell. By the end of the week, I was fucking walking around the campus hallucinating. I missed 4 classes. I did fuck all work. I was on like 2 hours sleep a night all week after weeks of this trudging through every day like a zombie. And it was just horrendous, you know. And I was starting to get all fucking depressed and like, oh, I'm going to have to drop out. And no, I can't cope with this. No. And then over the weekend, I just sort of slept all weekend, bleed around. And I feel, you know, I got a really strong feeling on Sunday night, like we've hit turning point. My body has grudgingly accepted, okay, you win. We'll be on a day schedule. Because I went to bed on Sunday feeling just mellow and nice and like things were going to be okay. Woke up, you know, slept a decent night, got up, had a pretty good day today, you know, was pretty with it. I still feel as though I've got a huge sleep deficit. But I'm now, again, it's evening time and I'm like ready to go to bed. But no, and that's what I was getting to. I've made a date, this is much more long-winded than it has to be. I've made a date with Twillin. We were actually going to take mushies and drink tuss, which is something that I have been meaning to do for fucking ages. But I actually turned him down. I've never done that before in my entire life. I've turned down the opportunity to take mushies because it's just ridiculous. Like, I have an opportunity here and I should be taking it, but I'm not. And it doesn't matter because I've already won the battle. I'm going to be on a day-night routine from now on. So it doesn't matter because it's Monday night and it's Twillin's Friday because he has Tuesday and Wednesday off. And it's my day off tomorrow. Like, I've got Tuesday off, then I've got to get up and go to school again on Wednesday. But I've got tomorrow off. And, yeah, I've been meaning to do this for ages, to come out and see his place. It's lovely. It's, yeah, I don't know how to describe it in ways that don't have the potential to come out sounding wrong, but it's very nice. Looks a bit like how I imagine Robert Anton Wilson's house in the country, you know, that he describes in Cosmic Trigger to be like, perhaps unsurprisingly enough. But yeah, we're not going to drink tuss or take mushies, but we are going to have a few billies. Twillin. It's okay, we can edit it. I just said his real name. He's going to fire up the bucket bomb. Yeah, would you believe I'm not actually stoned yet? I'm just tired. I've had like one beer. That's how tired I am. Oh my God, the week I've had. It really is going to be all right from now on, though, I think. Without wanting to jinx it. No, even that's not going to jinx it. Yeah. And Twillin should talk, but he's busy. I don't know if he's had a bong yet. He's plugging his little strange portable computer in outside. I don't know what the plan is with that. Are you going to play music?
Yeah, get some tunes going.
Nice. This is really lovely. It has a great big vegetable garden. It's terrific.